Cousin Shane has arrived, and I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, man.
I don't want to act like I've never met you. I have.
Yeah, it was at a restaurant. Ironically, I thought it would be like
it was
the
at
gym
a restaurant at my table. For those who don't know Cousin Shane, and I don't know how you couldn't, he is the he's the other half of Brat.
Maybe two-thirds.
So I know Brat. He's been on the program.
Yeah.
You've walked behind our show. Can you, I go out and grab a hot dog, explain who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of people know SEC Mike. That's
right.
My cousin,
right.
Blood, I mean, from family. And he called me up one day and said, hey, do you want to get on the pod and talk about football? And I said, yeah. So I notified my mom and let everybody know. So I knew there was about four people listening.
Yeah.
And it spiraled from there, 6 years. And then a lot of beers later, we've got a pretty successful podcast. And it was all because of Mike.
I think that would be an understatement to say you guys have a pretty successful podcast.
Well, I'm getting my mom's on, so I like
that. I mean, the SEC, is it that SEC pod? I've never listened to it.
Yeah. too many words. Yeah. Before I get started, I did have one of the cousins told me to wear a polo today so that they could tell us apart.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's not much difference in us.
No.
Maybe a pound or two.
Yes.
Brat will be here later.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand something. I actually saw you a lot last fall. But Brat told me that he moved temporarily from Nashville to the woods.
Yeah.
Why do you live? I mean, do you have a house or do you just like live in the woods?
I live in deep East Tennessee, beyond like almost to North Carolina. And we are definitely in the sticks.
So you leave Knoxville.
Yeah.
And you go to Morristown?
Yeah, right there at Morristown.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right there at it. Jefferson County.
I mean, I don't know why I would know that considering I've spent four years in East Tennessee.
Well, we're known for Bush's baked beans, you know, so you've seen that one running around.
They're a big sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That is literally it.
So you're outside of Morristown.
Yeah. Yes.
And he why did he go up there?
He didn't stay long, Paul.
Oh, I mean, I know.
Yeah. He realized we had pretty good internet, which is a surprise.
I mean, do you have Wi-Fi in Morristown?
Now we do.
Okay.
Now we do. Yeah, and it's you don't have to put any codes in or anything. It just fires right up.
So for those who have never heard or watched that SEC podcast, which would include 99.9% of the world, what's it all about?
It's pretty simple, Mike. I'm used to talking to Mike. Paul,
you're the first interview
I've ever had. But Mike is one of those guys that knows the inside. Like, if you want to know the backup left guard at South Carolina, he's your dude.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a common fan. I just love watching college football.
So you represent every man.
That's it. I sit on the couch, I drink cold beer, and I watch football.
And apologize for not having read your autobiography, but, like, what's your backstory?
No backstory.
You're just a fan.
I'm just a fan. I grew up a Tennessee fan, you know, a diehard Tennessee fan, and like I said, Mike started this show. Somebody had lined up, backed out. He just wanted a filler.
Did he know you?
Yeah, it's my cousin.
You're actually cousins?
No, we are legit cousins.
How close?
Pretty close.
I mean, Shane, I don't mean to give you an education on families, but there's first cousins.
So that would be
the closest. There's second cousins. There's third cousins. And then there's Tennessee cousins.
Yeah, we were the first one. We were the first cousins.
Your first cousins.
First cousins.
So that means that one of your parents
is brother and sister.
Brother or sister.
Correct. Yes.
Or wife or husband.
Yeah.
East Tennessee, right?
Yeah. It's, the tree's not too wide, you know?
So you got aunt, uncles, and the whole thing.
Yeah, correct. His mom's my aunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of guessed that. There's a punchline here, but I'm, being a native Tennessean, us West Tennesseans are a little snooty about East Tennessee.
We're well aware of you guys. Yeah. We're the good side.
Yeah. It was always weird going to school in Knoxville. And they would say, well, where are you from? I go, Memphis.
Yeah.
They could, they, nobody likes Memphis over there, do they?
Well, if you like to eat, you know, yeah, which I'm a little fan of, you know, they got pretty good barbecue.
So I'm surmising here this podcast. I mean, I know this podcast is really popular.
Yeah.
Do you guys do it every day?
Yeah, 5 days a week. We get on there and we try to mix it up with interviews and you know, we just wanted a quick recap for those that are working, maybe driving an hour, and they just want to know what happened.
And it's an audio and video.
Yeah, we just video for the last 3 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, video's going good.
Well, he lives in Nashville now. Do you, where do you come, what do you do?
No,
you,
we just jump on now. Like, he does everything. I don't know if you know, he's kind of the brains of the operation.
I know Mike.
So, he'll just tell me to get on there, click a button, and then I'm looking at the camera. If he can't see me, then he'll yell at me until I can figure it out, and then we'll get it.
I don't know if you know this or not, Shane, but, and I know Braden can hear this, but he's about to make a change. Is that right, Michael? Michael?
Mike?
Is it okay for me to tell? You can walk over here for a second. We'll talk to Brad. Is it okay for me to tell him that he's being let go?
Absolutely.
Well, this is embarrassing. I still got another night in the hotel.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like if you don't mind, finishing the week.
Yeah, I can do that.
but hold on. Can I? Griff's taking his place.
He's got an offer, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
That's a prerequisite. Hate Alabama and you're on. You know?
How's that decaying dynasty doing?
Oh, yeah. Now watch him walk away.
Okay. We're going to talk to him in a minute. What's he like to work with?
Oh, I love working with Mike. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's funny. Growing up, we weren't that close. We have an age gap, and ever since this show started, he's more like a brother now, you know. And, you know, he's been there, and that's what we like. We're a family show, so we're cousins. Everybody listens to
us. So, I mean, podcasting, YouTube, that's kind of where the action is right now, mostly. but... Is there? I mean, you guys know each other. Your cousins. Is there a method kind of to the rhythm of it all? I mean, you guys don't sound scripted.
No. And you don't know which way it's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times Mike will come up with a show topic, and then sometimes we'll veer off and talk about something else. But what I do love about the YouTube side of it is it's very interactive with the fans, similar to your show.
Yeah. Explain that because I mean, we have a more traditional audience here.
Yeah.
But. If I'm watching the YouTube version, where does the interaction come in?
So when it goes live on the live stream, you're going to get on there, and any comment that you put in that live stream will populate at the bottom.
Okay.
Now Mike will filter. So that's one of the things he's really good at. He's multitasking, so he's constantly going through what he can put up, what he can't, and then we, you know, sometimes that's what shifts our show. It's just what the fans want, what they want to talk about, you know.
So. When you hear from them, you may alter what you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Rarely. We have a show topic, but every now and then one, you know, comes up with a ringer.
I mean, one thing about the YouTube world, I mean, you're heavily dependent on what people, you know, people are participating. What subjects drive the viewership?
Well, hot seat talk's always fun, you know. So that one's a good.
All the coaches that Brad tried to fire last year and wasn't able to. So that brings me to this. We don't talk hot seats on this show. We're for everybody.
Yeah.
We think everybody deserves a champion. By the way, one SEC coach did get fired today. That was down the street at Vanderbilt. It was not a surprise.
Yeah.
In football. It seems like we now have 16 SEC coaches. I don't know what Brad thinks, but by my count, all 16 are in good shape.
In good shape?
Yeah, I mean I don't see anyone on the hot seat.
Well,
I mean even the coaches that finished close to the bottom last year.
Yeah.
Pittman was on the other day. He's upbeat.
Yeah.
Napier, he's upbeat.
Well, of course they are. You know, I mean, that's what you got to be.
I mean, no, Napier's okay, isn't he?
Well, that's the one that stands out to me.
I mean, are you guys like beating up on Napier again today?
No. Mike thinks that he's got this deep gut feeling that Florida's going to surprise a few people. I don't. You know, I mean, we're sitting here year three.
What is surprise?
Surprise, I guess, is winning to a bowl game.
I don't know how to break it to you, Tennessee Vols, but Billy Napier whooped on the Tennessee Vols last year at the Swamp.
Okay, I get that. But they also won four other games. So,
yeah.
You know, it's –
But he beat them Tennessee Vols.
Yes, I get that. And I'm all – you know what? If that's what you want to put in your trophy case, by all means, put it in there. You know, but when the thing about it is, Paul, is that he's year three. You know, he wants to rebuild a program. You can't – this is 3 years in.
Listen,
and Vegas thinks they may win 5.5 games.
The athletic
He's
director.
He's under more pressure than this chair I'm in right now, Paul. I mean, he may come out and say the right things. He may hire 10 more coaches for the defense, but the man is under pressure.
I'm reading the talking points that Scott Strickland wrote for me today. I don't know why you're trying to disrupt me.
Look at the schedule.
The schedule.
Okay, what if they beat Miami? What if they beat Texas A&M? Come on, Paul. What ifs and buts, candy nuts, we'd all have a wonderful Christmas. Florida's in trouble.
I mean, they literally could lose open date on September 28th.
Well, they may win Tennessee. I mean, they do got their number, but
no, they're not winning at Tennessee this year.
I think they're upset Vanderbilt's not on the schedule.
I mean, let me hold that schedule. If they only lost two of the first, is that five or six?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five. If they only lost two.
Right.
Which I think would be considered very good.
Yeah.
Then they still have Kentucky at home.
Which has their number.
Georgia lost.
Yeah.
Texas lost.
Yeah.
LSU lost.
Ole Miss lost.
Florida State lost.
Yeah, but you know what? Year four, they got some recruits coming in, and we're going to sit there and wait. You know, if you want to rebuild, go back to Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? We're year four. At the University of Florida, back in the 90s, a team that everyone feared.
Help me out. Is this the same school? Is this the University? This isn't the University of Florida. Won championships in
that's it.
06 and 08.
Yeah.
The same University
That's the
of
same
Florida?
One that they're making Netflix documentaries over.
Oh, I do remember that.
But then again, we're supposed to sit here and wait for a rebuild that may happen.
Okay,
year
let's
four
close
or five.
By. So when is Tennessee going to get to the championship game?
This year. They got Nico now.
Hmm?
They got Nico now. He's going to win the Heisman. That's what they say.
Is that your big pick?
No. I don't want to put that pressure on.
I mean, how many years has Heupel been there now? This is his fourth, right?
To be fair, Mike, or Paul, again, I am terrible at betting. So if the cousins that watch our show, they're probably happy that I'm piling on the Florida Gators right now because they may be winning the SEC championship.
Okay. Cousin Shane, I don't know what else I can ask you. I've asked you the questions that you wrote out for me.
Yeah. And anything else?
Nothing.
Strickland got anything up with it? What do you got on your head? You're playing Tetris over here.
Believe it or not, I mean, you – this is what I have in front of me.
You know I can see that.
I have the guest list.
Yeah.
I mean, do you
think keep scrolling.
You think I'm one of those hairspray guys that has the questions written out?
No, you're doing great, Paul. I love this show.
I don't ever. I mean, the only time I have the questions written out is when Billy Napier's the guest. The one and only Cousin Shane, who's believe it or not, a first cousin of Michael Bratton. If you guys are the first cousins, I'd hate to see the second and third.
I think it's evil that you put this thing next to the food court. Was this just whose idea was that?
Here, let me give you $2 and go buy yourself something.
The endless popcorn.
You're done.
There.
Get out of here. Cousin Shane, his first legitimate appearance, and I'm not sure I'd call that legitimate.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
We'll be right back.